This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Combat Corner, Kevin, is where we talk about fighting. 877-881-1053. You like fights. I like fights. Let's all talk about fighting. And Errol Spence Jr., DFW's local product that we're all so proud of. Before the fight that he had with Sean Porter, this was the last press conference conversation that they had, Kevin.
All his fights been split decisions and close decisions. That's the only thing that he showed, that he can stay close with the top level fighters. That's about it.
I think I showed that nothing over here is fake. I'm sorry that I have everything that I have everything that it takes to not only make a fight exciting, but make it close and competitive and so on and so forth. Nobody complains about Showtime Sean Porter when he gets out of the ring. People complained about you not knocking out 135-pound Mikey Garcia.
Nobody complained about my fight. You wild. You fight like a football player.
The question was proposed to you, baby.
You're an in-shape street fighter.
135-pound Mikey Garcia.
You're an in-shape street fighter. That's what you are.
Do you think that Errol Spence is more technical than you?
You fight like you're drowning.
Errol Spence is definitely a technical
fighter. You fight like you're drowning and you don't know how to swim.
Say again?
You fight like you're drowning and you don't know how to swim.
So that was the trash talk between the two of them. Do y'all like trash talk before a fight?
I do. And the really interesting part about it all is Sean Porter lost this fight by split decision. So when Errol Spence is like, yeah, you're losing those split decisions, that is exactly what happened in this fight.
Well, is that because Errol Spence is the more technical fighter?
Oh, sure.
But did Errol Spence not go into this fight and try to show that he could play Sean Porter's match too?
I mean, I think he would argue that's why maybe this fight was so close.
They just kind of stood in the corner and let's get you up against the ropes and pound on you.
I did not think it was entirely dissimilar, at least strategically, than the first Floyd Mayweather Marcus Maidana fight, where Mayweather was afraid that he was about to lose that fight because he was like, I'm going to show everybody that I can fight your way. And that kind of got him into a little trouble. I mean, but Sean Porter is a good fighter. He's not a great fighter, but he's a good fighter who can bring people into that. And so it was an excellent fight. By the way, if you didn't see the fight, it was really good.
Yeah, and they were just throwing punches.
Yeah, and I'm not a huge boxing proponent where I'm like, well, it's a magical science. It's the sweet science, and all fights are good. No, I'll be like, that fight sucked. No, that fight was really good.
Yeah, it wasn't the type of fight that where you'd get more boxing purists that have to explain to you why it was good. No, yeah. You could see it, right? Like, you could just watch it and enjoy it simply for the idea that these dudes were throwing punches.
I enjoy the technical fighter from time to time, but there's nothing more fun than watching two guys just brawling. Yeah, just hit each other, see what happens, see who goes down.
Especially if they both got strong chins and nobody's fallen down, but everybody's face is shattered. That's awesome.
Well, and some people were wondering how would Spence's chin hold up against somebody like Porter, who would be throwing some bombs? And he did well. And it was actually him dropping Porter in the 11th. You know, Colby and I were talking about this, that surely secured the fight. Like, I kind of the opinion, and if you look at the scorecards, he won two of them, 116, 111, and then he lost the other one, 115, 112. Like, he probably still would have won the fight, but there's no question that with that knockdown of Porter in the 11th, you go from I think I'm going to win, to a level of comfort right there. So it was a really action-packed fight. If you get the opportunity to watch it, I would highly recommend it.
Well, a couple things happened after the fight. There was the post-fight conference between the two of them, and it sounded a little like this.
I'm pretty sure I'm the one that sold this pay-per-view.
I doubt it, because when I came out, everybody was cheering my name. Said that just a while ago. I had more Spence fans here.
That was the people here. We're talking about
what
pay-per-view.
You sell? You didn't promote nothing. I was promoting at the Cowboys Stadium and things like that. You weren't doing nothing.
You went to the Cowboys Stadium.
Cleveland Browns didn't invite you out to do nothing. Cleveland Browns didn't invite you out to do nothing.
You
claim
got
in
your
Vegas.
Car?
So you from Cleveland.
Let me say this.
You a man with no land. You a man with no land.
Hold on. Let me say this. You got in your car and you drove to the Cowboys Stadium.
It doesn't matter. I was
promoting. Hold up. Let me say this, though. I flew from D.C. to New York.
I was promoting.
I did Sway. I did the Browns versus the Jets.
Sway. Okay.
Okay.
I came out here. Look, listen. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm texting everybody. Andre Iguodala.
Omar Gooden, who's
right over there with me right now.
So what car did you do? Hold on.
Martin Lawrence was in the stands.
What's
Bobby Brown was in the stands.
Not for you.
For me. Bobby Brown came to my back room.
So when you fight after this, where are you gonna fight after this?
My point is.
Where are you gonna fight after this?
You're not the pay per view.
You're not even gonna be on pay per view after this.
My point is.
You're not gonna be at pay per view after this. I bet my next fight be pay per view.
It's supposed to be. That's the next step.
Okay then. Don't read you on pay per view because you fight me. So man, sit down somewhere.
Oh man,
spicy.
All right. So I just want to say, Errol Spence is not wrong about that last part. Like nobody is signing up to see Sean Porter fight in pay per view in this next fight if it wasn't against him. So I probably would agree with that. But you just heard a lot from Errol Spence about the problem with the next step in his career. All right, we talked about this a few months back, and this is the way it's going to go. And I don't like it, but not my life. Doesn't really matter what I think in terms of his decision-making. So there's an article today from Boxing Junkie. Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford, make the deal now.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are the two best welterweights in the world. Now, I bet a lot of people will argue Terrence Crawford is the best welterweight in the world and Errol Spence is the second best welterweight, even though the fact that Errol Spence picked up another belt Saturday night at the Staples Center. But for a long time, like I think ESPN even has Terrence Crawford as their top pound-for-pound fighter in the world, and Spence might be like third. And so this is the fight that would be awesome. You would have arguably three of the top pound-for-pound fighters in the world, close to, if not both in their prime, going at it. You would have the top two welterweights in the world. I'm pretty sure Terrence Crawford is also undefeated. So you would have two undefeated fighters going at it. Like, this fight would have everything. Not going to happen. And the reason why I know it's not going to happen is because Errol Spence's manager said before the fight, it's not going to happen.
Why would you do that?
Well, yeah, he flat out said, that's not even on the table. Think about that. Errol Spence has said, the pound for pound, number one fighter in the world, they won't even consider it. Why? Because his manager, I appreciate how honest his manager was about it all, too. His manager said, Terrence Crawford doesn't sell. So you know who he's going to fight instead? Or who he wants to fight instead?
Mikey Garcia?
No. Bigger name.
Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao.
What?
Ain't nobody wanted to see that fight, but that's not true. That's why they're making the fight, because Pacquiao's got a name. That is going to be a terrible fight. And Errol Spence is going to beat him to death. Now, the Errol Spence-Terrence Crawford fight, I don't know who wins that fight. Quite frankly, I think there's a chance that that's a pick'em fight. The Errol Spence-Pacquiao fight, Spence will be, I don't know, 3-1 favorite. Mm-hmm. And he'll beat Manny Pacquiao down. And it will, I mean, it might be entertaining at points, but it'll just be more sad than anything.
Yeah, is Pacquiao, can he fight still?
I mean, Pacquiao's won his last few fights. Pacquiao's still a good fighter. I don't want to take that. I don't want to make you think that, like, Pacquiao sucks or anything like that. Like, he could still beat most anybody in, like, the top 10. Get to the top 3? Nah, I don't know about that. Get to the top of the heap? No. So, that's why I don't want to see this fight. Because Errol Spence is the best of the best.
Well, among the best of the best. And you say that fight would even have to wait, because after this fight, it was announced that Errol Spence would fight Danny Garcia. And sources are saying that there's a deal in place for Errol Spence to fight Danny Garcia. On the 25th with Fox pay-per-view.
Okay, well.
Yeah, he said he wanted him. He's wanted him for a long time, too. He's wanted that fight. For some reason, that's the one that he wants.
Yeah, awesome. I don't understand that fight either, because Danny Garcia has won exactly one fight in a row. You know who he lost to before that? Sean Porter.
Yeah. Like, this is one of those things where you don't fight against the big name, because you fight against the big name and then there's no more money be made because you did that.
Well, and the thing is, in his manager, I was going to say insinuated, he just flat out said, there's no money to be made in the Terrence Crawford fight. And there was a really interesting quote, I believe, was attributed to Spence. And somebody was asking him about, like, you know, legacy versus bank account. And once again, I don't necessarily love this philosophy, but I very much appreciate how honest he was. Is Errol Spence said something to the effect of, I'm going to paraphrase, but it's something to the effect of, I'm sure there's a lot of really well-respected fighters out there that are broke.
Yeah.
And he's not wrong about that. And so, like, on the surface, if he's thinking, I can make, you know, $3 to $5 million fighting Danny Garcia in what is essentially, sorry, with all due respect to current Danny Garcia, a tune-up fight, or I can make $5 million against Terrence Crawford, which would be the toughest fight of my life, or I can make $10 million against Manny Pacquiao, which would be a significantly easier fight. The math, I get it.
And the name of Pacquiao would sell. I mean, regardless of what he's capable of doing.
Hence the more money. And in Danny Garcia, you're talking about somebody in the last 3 years, they're 2-2.
Well, and Kevin, I know we never always agreed with what Mayweather did, but Mayweather was always about how do I optimize my money and leverage things to be in my favor. And I wonder if telling a guy that would be the best fight that he can't sell would leverage, especially if you just got done with Pacquiao and you're proving that you can be the pay-per-view and that you're the guy. Now, doesn't Crawford have to kind of give in to some of your things if you say, okay, now it's your turn? Later on down the road?
You know, I wonder, because this was the same thing that we ran into with some of the heavyweights, where it gets a little maddening, where you're like, if you're that confident in your skill, why can't you both say, all right, 50-50 split, let's do it. And then you're like, because I'm going to win. And when I win, if you want to chase me down for a rematch, then I'll have all the advantages. That's, you know, maybe that's just not smart business. Pacquiao is an interesting example, too, because Pacquiao is somebody who, like, Mayweather. Nobody's going to ever consider Floyd Mayweather one of the best fighters of all time. Like, he can argue that.
Right.
And he might crack some top 10 lists or something like that. But nobody legitimately thinks Floyd Mayweather is the best fighter of all time.
But
like,
will you say he's one of the richest fighters of all time?
And that's the thing. But will he be in the conversation about top 10 or 20 fighters of all time? Yes. Will he be the richest fighter of all time? Yes. So does Errol Spence look at that and say, I'm okay with that? Like, I would rather be one of the richest fighters of all time and be in the top 20 than be number 1, 2, 3, 4 fighter of all time and not be very high up on the money list.
Yeah, just because I fought the best fighters and beat them doesn't mean I made the most money.
Yeah, because he could fight Terrence Crawford tomorrow or Manny Pacquiao tomorrow. One of those fights he's definitely going to win and make twice as much money.
Yeah.
I get the economics of it. Right. I'm just saying I don't love it.
Well, I mean, it's not for the fans to love. It's for the people making the money to love.
That's true. And if I had any skill, then I could dictate the terms of the game.
What did you just say?
Since mm-hmm. I do not, I yep. cannot.
Oh, right. Okay.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.